is Woodside Court care home, and this was a resident who the home were contacted and asked if she could be placed in the care home. She'd had previous failed admissions and they needed another failed admission to get funding for long-term hospital care. So that initial approach was, we know it's not going to work, but can you please take her in so that we can then gain that evidence? Thankfully, our staff were engaging in this project right about that time and says, yeah, they'll take her in because they think they can meet her needs at that assessment, but not to show that she can fail, to try and find the why. And that change of mindset was lovely to see. So when she came in, they started looking at where were her behaviours around, what kind of times. And again, they started to notice that it seemed as if she was bored. She was just looking for stuff to do. She was kind of walking about the corridors and then would maybe go into somebody's room and rummage, and so that would cause stress and distress for other people. So again, back to the frontline staff, they says, let's look at life stations. Let's look at stuff that we can keep her busy with. So they set up two life stations, and life stations are within the body of the care home. It's almost destination points that people can go and sit, but they mean something. So what we say is no environmental lies, but things like for this lady, one was a library. So she loved spending time in the library before she came into a care home. So they recreated a library with books, with an area that she could go to that didn't have a lot of other people at it. And actually what she became really settled in that space. So if she wanted time to herself, she went to the library. And when we started speaking to her family, they made a comment of, but that's when she's for the generation that they went to libraries and you couldn't speak, it was quiet. So that was getting associated with a quiet area. They also created an area for her to have. So it was a dressing table with costume, jewellery, makeup, those type of things. Again, so that when she was wanting to be busy and she was walking around the corridors, she now had stuff to do. She didn't need to go into people's rooms and into their drawers to find things. And look, there was places within her normal environment. So again, it was using the environment to create meaning for her. And again, what I really liked about what this home done was it wasn't a lot of money. You know, costume jewellery, they put a notice up in the door for families to hand stuff in that they maybe had lying about, a couple of trips to charity shops, things like that. So nothing that's going to break the bank that we need to get loads of funding for. But the impact for this lady meant that she settled. She's had no stress and distress incidents and not required any as required medication. So you can probably guess what I'm going to say next. The placement never failed. She didn't need long-term hospital care. So she's staying within the care home. But more than that, the staff have found her why to meet that unmet need. But now she can live her dementia journey within a homely environment rather than a hospital environment.